This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
I'm going to have to get rid of that liner shit. We're taking America back from Loveless. And I don't mind them switching sides.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
But man, when you run down my country.
When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side.
Walking on the fighting side. They say countries themselves are bad.
The
president wanting to have a border is bad. This has been an amazing interview, a little bit echoey with our guest, but I want to get him back up sometime. Maybe I'm going to mail him an external mic. But Alexander Dugin is our guest. Dr. Alexander Dugin is our guest. They say he's the brain of Putin. Obviously, that's not true, but he is an advisor to him. What an amazing time he's given us. We're very, very thankful. I didn't get to a lot of these calls. I apologize. Let's go to a few right now. Let's talk to Hans in Pennsylvania. Hans, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. The major obstacle to the globalists in taking over America has been the American citizens' right to keep and bear arms. And a good example of the opposite of that is the globalists disarming the countries of Europe. And now that the Muslims have invaded Europe, the men don't even have any means of defending their women or their children, and the Muslims are running wild. And I was wondering if Mr. Putin would consider arming his citizens as well as a defense against.
That's right. Putin's now doing pro family stuff, pro Christian stuff, and I've heard some of the gun laws have been loosened up. What about that, Alexander?
Arming, I agree that in American tradition, to have arms represents a kind of real dignity of the man. So I'm supporting this tradition to as very good tradition, very democratic tradition.
Because sure, free people are armed. So what about Russia?
Yes, you could defend not only your dignity, your family, your tradition, your religion, but as well you could defend democracy. And that is very important. That is why globalists are against this. They try to unarm American people. But we have different understanding of identity. It is not in our tradition to have arms. Much more in our tradition to have a powerful state with a spiritual leader defending traditional values. It is our army is a little bit different, and I think that in Russia the real success of Putin is precisely reside in the fact that he loves his own people. He loves Russia. And
he gives them a culture. He makes them feel good again. Great point. Thank you so much, Hans. Jesse, real quick from Texas. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi. I just wanted to know if now that we have a new administration that's anti-globalist, and do you think it's going to be possible for Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin to work together and actually form a U.S.-Russian relationship unlike any we've ever seen before and actually become...
That's a great question. When is this rumored Reykjavik meeting going to happen? Alexander, have you heard anything about when the two leaders are going to meet?
I think that now the relations are already much better, already, and we feel that anti-Americanism has vanished in our country, and that is very important because Putin hears what the people think, and he understands that. And in our relations now, from Russian part, there is the end of anti-Americanism that was very, very high. And I think our leaders could make the world, the humanity, great again.
Sure, let's be clear. Russia could use this, hey, outsiders are against us, as a way to control people. Russia's been very nice about seeing Trump's position and trying to make good relations. Alexander, thank you so much for the time. Hope you'll come back again soon. I'll come back on your show anytime you'd like. Thank you so much, and have a great week.
Best wishes to all America first.
All right, absolutely. America first, Russia first. nations for nations, nations for their people, a revolutionary idea instead of globalist enslavement. We'll be back with our next guest. Stay with us on Alex Jones.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We'll finally understand.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges?
You know, I really do want to see prosperity and all of humanity working together through free will and free association. So Martin Luther King talked about not what color you are, where you came from, but what you stand for, what you produce. Everybody knows that. I don't care where you're from, what you look like. You make a pair of boots I like, I'm going to buy them. You make beautiful music that I like, I don't care where you come from, what you look like, I'm going to buy it. You cook great food. Man, I'm going to seek it out. I want to go in all those so-called ethnic restaurants, and I want that culture. The truth is, humanity wants each other's cultures. We just don't want to be played off against each other. And that is happening so bad. I've got stacks of articles where people wearing Trump hats are being beaten and attacked everywhere, where you've got Schwarzenegger, you've got Robert De Niro saying, I want to beat up Donald Trump, smash his face in. You've got all these newspapers and magazines saying, kill him. And then they call him a fascist. I mean, it is just completely insane. And then all these other presidents blocked people, usually from the very same radical Muslim nations, because they don't have real passports until we find out what's really going on. Then they say, oh my gosh, he's overridden by the San Francisco appeals court. He's discredited. He's a fascist. and now universities, we put the article on screen for TV viewers, are organizing fight clubs to train to go out and beat up libertarians and conservatives or, I guess, gay activists like Milo that dare come to their university. And again, I would call Milo pretty much a classical liberal. He's a liberal that doesn't like fake liberals sitting there beating up women in his name or this monopoly to say if you're gay, then you can't be libertarian or conservative. It's a cult, folks. And I remember our next guest, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, coming on like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, and saying they're instilling racism. They're instilling a cult. They're putting women in charge. We're not against women, but it's like this weird thing where every ad and every movie, the women are the heroes. That's not to empower women. It's to make women be at odds with their own species and have a chip on their shoulder. A woman should be assertive like a man if they're being screwed over, but just running around looking for trouble, where I'm sitting there with a buddy and his wife playing pool, and women literally come over with James Dean haircuts with cigarette pack rolled up in their white shirt and say, "Give me your woman." Well, there's a guy that gets their ass kicked, but it's a woman. You're like, what is going on? It's this weird power trip. It's like this bullying insanity. And it's like, oh, what, you don't like lesbians? And I'm like, no, I can care less. And the point is, he's like, what is this? What is this weird hyper-dominance thing where I'm going to speak like you say, I'm going to do what you say, I'm going to submit to you? It's a bunch of crazy tyranny. And so, quite frankly, I heard him talking about all this 3 years ago there at one of the California universities and Berkeley, and you know where all this is going on, and I just can't even believe it, that it's gotten to this point. And, of course, he's been persecuted, and he's not even some right-winger, for trying to expose this and this weird cult, because even though he's a Japanese-American, he's a man, so he's bad too. And, of course, it's big corporations and big foundations that he's been through their programs. He's been through the big secret of Rockefeller programs. That's why he can kind of guide us through it, that are teaching this, but not to empower women, but to take any human culture away from them. How do you kill fire ants? How do you kill a bee colony? You put a pheromone into end reproduction. And so, again, whether you're gay, straight, you know, into whatever, I don't care. Everybody knows that. I'm not hating you for who you are. But the media calls me a homophobe and a transphobe and all this stuff because I say, what is this being force-fed to five-year-old kids about when they're not even thinking about sex? The point is that there's an anti-human agenda, and our guest joining us the rest of the hour, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, has taught at the University of California for most of his career. He holds an undergraduate degree in political science, popular culture studies, comparative culture. Hamamoto is a senior ranking professor at the Department of Asian Studies. He's recognized authority on U.S. media, popular culture, and sexuality, having published extensively in the areas. Hamamoto is a recipient of the Rockefeller Foundation Research Fellowship at UCLA and a Fulbright Scholarship, Japan. His current project is a volume that outlines the principles of the New World Order theory and is directed to the current generation college and university and undergraduates in search of alternatives to the dominant foundation-guided corporatist curriculum. TryandDay.com is where you can find his book. So I've been ranting here, but I got to tell you, this has gotten so crazy that I don't even know what to call it now, but it's good to have you back with us.
Thank you very much, Alex, for inviting me. Before we begin, though, I wanted to compliment one of your frequent contributors, Roger Stone, with this excellent book here, The Making of the President, 2016. I've gotten my two copies ordered through InfoWars, and this is the first draft of history. This is the book that academic historians, for what that's worth, that academic historians will refer to when they write about this epical moment, not just in American political history, but in world history in general. This is a truly excellent piece of work, and it's not a coffee table book. There's great photos, four-color photos, that are included in this volume, but it's very, very dense. It's not a commemorative.
No, you're right. When I say coffee table book, usually that means photos. You're right.
Excellent.
I mean, it's got a lot of text as well, but it's something you want to show off.
Oh, absolutely. But from a participant observer position, Roger Stone, you're getting the inside lowdown on the specifics of this incredible campaign. Also, if I could, and that was a really excellent interview with one of my intellectual heroes, Professor Alexander Dugin of Moscow State University. And I hope he'll invite me to Moscow. I haven't been to Russia myself yet either, so that I can get some talks and talk to journalists and people, everyday people, and absorb and immerse myself in the beautiful, soulful Russian culture and history. Anyway, I just wanted to add that, and I read his books avidly. This is more of an academic book. This is his political philosophy. It's called The Fourth Political Theory. But in the book, he outlines this concept of Eurasianism. Now, that's mostly he devotes devotes that concept. He treats that concept as a geopolitical concept. But I wanted to amplify or highlight one of its dimensions, and that is that the Eurasianist concept is going to be one of the master concepts for the revival of the American economy, the U.S. economy, and the world economy. So it's, in addition to a political, geopolitical concept, it's a very, very practical blueprint or conceptual map for how we are going to get out of our economic crisis.
And I agree, Professor Hamamoto, but imagine we're having this complex talk, our audience is getting it. Compare this to Nancy Pelosi not knowing who's president or Maxine Waters thinking Russia attacked Korea. I mean, I don't say this to be in an elitist position. I think of myself as an average person. I am frightened by the Republican and Democratic establishment's arrogance and fossilized brain structure.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm not going to stoop so low as just to dismiss them as being a moronic.
No, I mean, they're in control. That's what I'm asking. How did this dominate us?
Well, they're very much in control, but it's from sources, which hopefully I can get to later today,
yes,
that are very similar to the mechanisms that students and the professional rioters are under control. It has a lot to do with frequencies, EMF, and pharmaceuticals, which I've spoken to before on your show previously. I think most of these people who are in positions of power need to be vetted so far as their health, their mental health, and their physical health.
Exactly. There are people behind this who use basically mentally ill, addled front people.
Yeah, they are insane clowns.
Well, we got 3 minutes to break. Let's roll through, I mean, your opening salvo, Professor Hamamoto, on what we're seeing at Berkeley, what we're seeing, the attack of women and the media praising it, the bizarre behavior.
Well, it's already been declared that future transhumanist or posthumanist society will be female-led. I was just reading the Chronicle of Higher Education, and the latest wrinkle on that is the elite institutions such as Yale. It's the same old story going back to Skull and Bones. They're promoting polyamory, which is multiple husbands by a singular mamacita who controls that family. So this is their declared intention, and how we proceed on that level remains to be seen. I have some concrete proposals that hopefully.
Well, I remember you were on like 3 years ago or longer saying that they're going to have the men walk behind the women, all this. I witnessed that at the Women's March, and the men all did. It was like a cult. So start breaking that down.
Absolutely. You're following the queen bee. And by the way, one of the strategies that we're going to use here is trolling these people and pranking them. You recall the so-called Women's March on Washington that
yes.
was Soros funded? And you heard, you saw the so-called pussy cap? Well, here is one of our solutions. We're going to use the phallic guitars in pudenda pink. Right, this happens to be a pure Americana, a Fender Esquire guitar. I took it to one of these social justice warrior rallies with my little Fender Champ amp, and I asked to sit in. I watched them on YouTube, and I figured out what they were trying to do. They were trying to propagandize undergraduates with rap and hip-hop and funk. So I took I said, what would be the gayest instrument in my collection that I could take to this event? It was my pink Esquire, my pudenda pink Esquire. And they wouldn't let me sit in. They said, I'm sorry, brother, we just can't let it happen. And they were hired. This is part of the cultural takeover as well as the academic takeover. And then we're getting into the discussion of Professor Robert Reich, who I'm very, very disappointed in. I think he was pretty much a traditional liberal under the Clinton administration. He was the Secretary of Labor, but now he's a professor.
And now they're now he's saying it was Trump people that rioted. When we come back, then let's get into the social engineering, what we're witnessing, and how it's a cult. Because we try to talk to people that are part of these protest groups. They won't talk to us because they're all basically told what to do. And they get all these little scared freshmen that come to the schools, and they're inducted into a eugenics cult, basically. We'll be back.
Be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week. To get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So we had UC Berkeley employees going around beating up women and men, and the university is just praising it, saying, well, you're fascist, you deserve it. The demonization of people projected onto them for their political views. I want to tell all the minions of this something. your culture, your political system, your whole ethos is a false corporate program, not to give you power down the road, but to sabotage society while the machines and the automation and globalism take over and as we're made obsolete. And if you go look at your rallies, you are the most uninformed, uneducated, unprofessional people I've ever seen. I don't say that to be mean. It's just that you're in a cult. And I want to see you come out of it. It doesn't mean what I'm doing is perfect, but you're really a mess. And we have Professor Hamamoto, who's been through the Rockefeller Foundation programs for education, but saw it and has been exposing it and has been persecuted for it. So understand, the whole power structure is against Trump, not that he's perfect. So you sit there and claim you're anti-establishment. Goldman Sachs is trying to sabotage the economy right now. They're openly against Trump. They gave zero money to him. So don't shake your finger and say he appointed three Goldman Sachs people. That's because they're guides to do the demolition of this program. But Trump sees the wave of nationalism and sovereignty and populism that's here. He knows what he's riding on. That's why he's successful. What about you? So I don't want to sit here and laugh at you and say you're chumps. I want you to wake up. This is your short segment, Professor Longman, coming up. But just the big picture of what you witnessed for new listeners, new viewers, what's been happening at the campuses, just the crazy-eyed madness you're witnessing.
Well, first,
what is it? I was just saying, what is this madness we're witnessing?
All right. First of all, the Bay Area has long been, for decades, one of the primary regions for cult formation, whether it's fake religions such as the People's Temple, which, by the way, was linked to the University of California and the University of California Davis. There's an excellent book that's never really been published, a dissertation on that topic. But going down to the Stanford Research Institute, which most of your audience will know about, and including UC Berkeley and the whole UC system with it, currently with their neuroscience, but back in the early days with studies on obedience and torture and the Zimbardo experiment.
And that's why Napolitano was there. You even predicted 2 years ago when she went there, she was going to plan something big, but go ahead.
Exactly. By the way, she has a second occurrence of cancer. And the reason I mention that is because a lot of these students who are on or provocateurs, professional rioters and students who are exhibiting strange, bizarre behavior like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, they're being bombarded by 5G technologies. The city of, and this is from an environmental science I respect and admire greatly, Lauren Murray. She has gone very deeply and shown how the city of Berkeley and Oakland, Alameda County, has been completely wired into a smart city. And this is altering the behavior.
Oh, listen, when I go into these smart grids, I get sick all the time and the plants are dying. I mean, there's no doubt this is going on.
Exactly. So we have a really, really, really deep, radically deep problem here. It does the students, the young people, and us, ourselves, a disservice to just call it cult behavior. And some people just say, oh, well, it's Berkeley in the 1960s. Forget it. That's the last war. Generals are always fighting the last war.
Yeah, the CIA putting out, you know, suitcases of LSD is nothing. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The psychedelic, you know, people are fixated on the 60s and how it was a CIA construct and all that. But what we are seeing is silent weapons in a quiet war, right? I mean, we've seen that paper. And a lot of it is workshopped at the University of California from the Department of Energy as well as the Department of Defense. And in the meantime, the thin sliver of our humanity that remains that should be taught in the English and Comparative Literature Department instead has been hijacked by these so-called performance people, performativity, the people that give rise to Maria Abramovich and are encouraging these types of street theater that we're seeing here. So we see it from a curricular standpoint. This is full spectrum dominance as well as from a technics perspective, a rollout. And it's a trial run. Your city, Austin, as well as Alameda, right?
Oh, I know. That's why I've got to get out. I've announced a 3-year plan of the crew to get out of here because they admittedly, they're saying Austin's the best city in the country to live. They're rolling out this Code Next program where all the houses look the same and no more single-family dwellings. I mean, this is a cult.
Exactly, and it's no accident that both Austin and Alameda were the sites of Operation Urban Shield, and you covered this about 2 or 3 years ago yourself on InfoWars.
That's full spectrum dominance. Let's stay right there. Mastering the human domain. Come back. Take your time, Professor. I want you to roll out the next 18-minute segment, what's happening. And listen, if you're a new listener and one of these victims, we love you. Break free of the conditioning. You've been programmed. We're here to help.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 taller beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I remember about 16 years ago, there was an article in the Baltimore Sun about DARPA that bent the internet testing adding frequencies to microwaves on top of cell phone towers to calm the public. And light bulbs that go into police departments to transmit data to the computers and, you know, patents for TVs to watch and listen to you, and people say, oh, you're crazy. Well, here's Ars Technica today. Vizio smart TVs track viewers around the clock without consent, sell the data. Manufacturers will pay $2.2 million to delete data to settle privacy invasion charges. Yeah, the answer is sue all these companies. And I'm not an aggressive person, but they didn't put the agreement in. That's why Samsung has an agreement when you punch it up. It says, we're going to sell this to third parties, and even admonishes, so watch what you say. That's a quote. Watch what you say. 20-something pages into the terms of service. I agree this all sounds Buck Rogers and crazy. It's 20 17, you're in Buck Rogers, but the future is not equally distributed. We're going to go back to our guest, but Nico just said, listen, you didn't plug any last hour. You got to plug. I'll tell you fun things. It's back. It's made by the biggest toothpaste manufacturer that does organic toothpaste in the country. Everybody knows its name, but we private label with them in our own container, our own quality, but they're a big lab right here in America, right up in Maine. Ooh, I mean, right up in you know where. And the point is that we then add to it iodine and nano silver peppermint and tea tree oil. Nobody's got something this good. It's amazing. It sold out in a week last time. We got double the shipment this time. And the profit we make, again, helps fund the operation. Please order your InfoWars Super Blue today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've got some other specials on Secret 12. That's vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, purely organic, taken under the tongue, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone's book that Professor Hamamoto mentioned as well. It's all there. And Solutions from Science has a next-generation PPX mobile generator available. The new model has 60% more power. You can charge or run most of your electrical devices. It can jumpstart 10 buses in a row. Solutions from Science PPX allows you to create your own private power grid at your home or even in a remote location. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. If you don't buy one right now, or if you do buy one right now and use the promo code Alex at the checkout, they'll give you a second energy unit free, and it's already discounted. So if you want to get one right now, you get a second one free at privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com, and it's our sponsors that make this transmission possible. So, Professor, I want you to take over in this segment that I've been putting in a lot. But just continue with the history. But looking at, at the actual wreckage of this, I mean, it seems like they're going insane, but I know they're meant to make us go insane, and then the system just organizes it, tests it, and control it. But it seems like the elites are getting blowback, too, from their own. They're kind of smoking their own dope, is what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, as I mentioned, Janet Napolitano, for the second time in her life, is suffering from the ill effects of cancer treatment. So it's hitting all these people who think that they are on the side of history, on the right side of history. It's blowback. It's techno blowback, if you will. But before I go on here, I just wanted to thank your father, Dr. David Jones, for developing that tooth gel. I ordered 5 tubes, and it's great. And as everybody knows, the digestive system is your main driver to your overall health. So start with your teeth and your gums. Anyway, let's go back to this, because I think it's important, because we need these technologies in order to defeat the 5G, the EMF, the various pharmaceuticals that we're being, and the chemtrails, right, the geoengineering that are bombarding us continuously. And I notice your son is advertising a RF protector.
Blocking
for
pocket.
Cell phones. Right. We need those. And it's going to be a great opportunity for inventive entrepreneurs to come up with these types of counter technologies that will help protect us as we are taking back the republic and disassembling these 5G technologies that are going up indiscriminately. And I've been collecting academic articles by the dozens. It's all out there. This is hard information talking about the devastating effects down to the DNA level of these new technologies that young people have become addicted to in a very short time. And it's 5G. It's astounding. So we're out of tinfoil hat conspiracy type discussion here. We're talking about scientists themselves, just like dissenters in the whole climate fraud science scandal have come forth with science papers to validate their position. Unfortunately, the University of California is one of the chief globalist institutions in the world, has signed on to this larger agenda, whether it's called Agenda 21, you name it. They are the epicenter of it. But nobody, including the chancellors, the president, and as well as the professors who think that they are doing some sort of engaging in some sort of, this is their favorite word, transgressive activity by fomenting violent acts against innocent people, as well as engaging in repulsive so-called performance art and collecting so-called transgressive art and hanging it in their deluxe homes like one of the Podesta brothers. You're heading down the wrong trail. And as Alex alluded to earlier, there's still hope for you. There's still time for you, and there's still hope. But you just need to be deprogrammed. And we're going to come up with the tech. We're going to detoxify your mind as well as your body over the coming months. And if I may, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the techniques of riot and urban violence.
Sure. What we saw at Berkeley, and again, the media defending it, or even blaming the Trump supporters, women being beaten by crowds of men. This is happening all over the country now. This is the new sacrament. And I wonder why the dishonor is what they want to do. It's not like they beat up a few women. They target women. What is that?
Well, in Berkeley itself, I was doing some research on this. There are, and who knows who the funders are, and this is where independent journalists and investigators come into play here. But there's a meeting place. It's at 4799 Shattuck Avenue in Oakland, California. It's a major street. It's called Omni Commons, and they have these little, infiltrators, these provocateurs have these little spaces where they can go and plot out their street theater and little actions. We need to find out who's behind Omni, O-M-N-I Commons, as well as other institutions. I also see that the Berkeley School District is, if not subsidizing, but directly propagandizing a new generation of K through 12 children in the Berkeley area and the entire East Bay. There was this one teacher there. Her name is, Philarda, I think her name is. And she definitely looks like one of these Nancy Pelosi / Maxine Waters mind-controlled bat-esque crazy type demonstrator. But she's a teacher there. And so she's exposing the K through 12 students to her techno-authoritarian propaganda. I saw her pop up at the demonstration in the capital city of Sacramento, California, with a fake bandage on her head. Supposedly she was there to fight neo-Nazis who were probably, who knows, they were probably not neo-Nazis. They were probably provocateurs themselves. They might have been part of the Black Bloc. And then recently, at last Wednesday at the Berkeley riots, she shows up again. And the reason I mention this is because, and this is somewhat speculative, you know, we can do this. We can kind of put out these hypotheses based on what we already know about decades and decades of mind control systems and programs, much of which, by the way, as I stated before, were concentrated in the East Bay. But she and others of a certain subset within the Asian American community, most specifically, I'll say it, even though the majority are great, nice, hardworking, intelligent, and upright Christian people. And I'm talking about Filipino Americans. I think they're coming out of the Alameda Naval Base. They are the products of what colloquially is known as the Super Soldier Program. And what's happened is that they come out of a total Navy family of totally administered life, from meals to health care to education. And there's this new generation of immigrant naval personnel of Filipino American heritage who got to the United States through their military service, who are now at the core of this so-called street actions that we're seeing in the East Bay and in Northern California.
And so what you're saying is you're identifying leaders that you know have a Navy background, which just means a government background.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the deep Navy. It's not the ordinary Navy that we know and love, and that's defending American sovereignty. But there's a subset.
The shadow Navy.
Yes, exactly. As you know, that within any institution, there's always a shadow entity within at the very top. So they're coming out of Alameda, I think. And how I came upon this insight is through the work of a Filipino-American multi-generational Navy family person by the name of James Bartley. So your viewers might want to check out his work. And he goes into more detail than I'm able to. He goes into great detail on how this has played out in his own life. And now we're seeing a larger rollout.
Remember the guy at the Naval Yard saying, you know, this is my ELF weapon or whatever?
Exactly. Yeah. And you see the guy that was at the Fort Hood shooting.
Yeah.
He was a
Hassan.
What? Pakistani American. He was a medical doctor. And he also. So we're seeing.
Well, bottom line, 2 years the CIA knew what he was planning and didn't stop it. And he was reportedly getting orders online. They just didn't stop it. So there's definitely something going on here. Well, let me pull him back from this. Where do you see all the insanity going? Because they're only intensifying. What's the end game of the controllers? Because it is mind control to be able to get a bunch of people to go beat up women.
I'm sorry.
Where do you see it going? I mean, where do you see these political movements going now that they're into this call for violence, call to kill Trump? What are your big picture concerns?
Well, I'm afraid there are going to be killings that takes place in the same way we saw Charlie Hebdo in Paris.
What do you think of them exactly organizing the left into fight clubs to prepare to go out and attack and kill people all over the United States? I mean, here's what I don't get. You start a fight with 100 million gun owners. You start a fight with the military that's awake to what's happening and some of the police that are awake. I mean, it just sounds like they're setting them up. But then I see Soros has succeeded in other countries with this, so I see his confidence. Or is it really a plan to set up the left? But then I see the legitimate attacks on Trump. They really tried to beat him. So I think they've gone crazy themselves. Look, George Soros' son, as you know, goes to Berkeley there.
Yes, he's a graduate student there. And from what I understand, he's there primarily to carry forth the agenda for the next generation, which is a fake left, liberal, progressive.
Sure, well, there's no doubt UC Berkeley, but also California state schools are the tip of the spear, except for like Harvard and MIT. I mean, why do you think California's been chosen as the admitted testing ground, the development? I mean, they're putting all their eggs in that basket right now.
Well, as I stated before, it's because the globalists, the bankers, want to retard, if not completely derail, the Eurasianist economic engine of growth, the region that Alexander Dugin has and others.
I get it. So California's a link into Asia. They want to create a disease in California that culturally spreads through Hollywood. And that's why they want the Chinese to buy up Hollywood.
Absolutely. I mean, the university. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. Talk about the Eurasia movement. Talk about that.
Well, at its founding, the Skull and Bonesman who founded the University of California in Berkeley, which was just a sleepy little town at the time, it was part of a conscious process to cite the university to point to Asia. They knew this in the latter part of the 19th century. You know, we're talking about the Spanish-American War, and they were pointed specifically at...
Sure, they just grabbed the Philippines, they just got in the coaling stations.
Exactly. And Hawaii, of course, right, which was a territory. So this is the engine of American and global rejuvenation and renaissance, the Eurasianist concept. We're seeing it. It's called the Silk Road economy. They're building train lines going from Southeast Asia all the way to Tehran, and you can take the ferry to London.
So that is the new renaissance.
Oh, yes, it's the Earth Island. And that's the good news for these young people that we're going to deprogram. Because they do not see...
Because you can be part of the real economy and not be sabotaged. The globalists want to sabotage you because you're going to be powerful in the new economy.
Precisely. They're hobbling you. They're starving you just like the serfs of medieval Russia or Japan, where you're like 1 foot smaller and 50 pounds lighter than the warrior class of people. And you don't even look them in the eye or they will cut your head off, right?
Yes.
I mean, they want, these globalists want a neo-feudal society. In order to achieve that, they have to stunt the economy.
And by the way, neo-feudalism has been, every culture was the same. It's like they're trying to put us back, not forward. They're the opposite of progressives.
That's absolutely true. Now, under the neo-feudalist society, though, there were really highly testosterone-driven men who would use farm implements to attack and defend themselves against the samurai who were put out there by the feudal lords to extort taxes from the people. They used the nunchaku. They used the sickle. They used the torch. They used the pitchfork. So I disagree with Professor Dugin here. The Russian people have always been armed, but our ace in the our ace card here is weapons, not just rifles. By the way,
informational.
Informational, exactly.
Well, I think. Let me ask this question. This is so on target, Professor Yamamoto. They are panicking right now. I think globalism is being set back. I don't think we're in post-globalism like the professor was saying, Dugin, earlier. But, I mean, they know they're getting their ass kicked. The energy of humanity willing itself to success, I don't see them suppressing it. In fact, I see it actually energizing us.
Well, yeah, these are desperate moves and desperate times for them, but I would not let down. Who knows what types of curves they're going to throw at us again. Now, there's another dimension to this analysis that I come up with recently in light of the pedophilia roundup in the state of California.
Oh, yeah, I meant to ask you about that. Wow, 474.
This is flack by the upper-level handlers of the University of California to divert attention from a looming pedophilia roundup in the University of California. So think Penn State, right? Think Penn State. And it's not necessarily strictly, more strictly speaking, it's called ephebophilia, and that's the same sex use and exploitation of young men, 18 years or older. A lot of them, you know, varsity athletes, for example. But there's not only a Luciferian / satanic underground at the University of California at Davis as well, but I suspect, and by the way, I don't have any information on this, inside information, but I suspect from what I've heard and seen and observed, and again, this is partly speculation, we can do that, based on past performance, that there is a ephebophilia underground at the University of California that they need to suppress. And the reason I think I'm over the target is that I went in over the holidays to access my office and I found out that I had been locked out. And one of the main ringleaders at UC Davis, who's the vice provost of academic affairs, wrote me a nasty letter. And a friend of mine told me she was looking at my profile, faculty profile at the University of California, Davis. And it's
well,
not
stay there.
Anymore.
Let's talk about it on the other side. So,
attention, patriots. Tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie, jobs in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Found it down, loaded up and trucking.
say can be done.
When I call the globalist Satanists, most of them don't get around a pentagram and worship Beelzebub, but they're just all about them. They're burning with how great they are. And instead of wanting to empower others, because they're not really that great, they just hate everybody that's successful. And that's the nature of slavery. It's the nature of feudalism. It's the nature of globalism. And they've created a giant horde of dumbed down, dangerous people so the middle class will join the elite in hating them and enslaving them, and then we all fall. Once we've done that, that's the big trap. And Professor Hamamoto is our guest. Obviously, what better group to run oppressive systems than pedophiles? Because it's not about sex. It's about dominating them, stealing the innocence. It's a very dark spiritual thing they're up to. Get past religions. It's very dark energy. And it runs this planet. And so, we were getting into, the whole Pizzagate thing. Which it doesn't matter that Joe Rogan's got the biggest podcast ever. He was telling me yesterday it's blocked where it didn't go to the top where people will see it. And of course, that happens to everything we do here. But it's okay because the listeners understand. But spread the link, spread the article, spread the videos. You're the reason we're having this big effect despite the algorithms trying to block us. So you're getting into, you're locked out of your office. Tell us what else happened.
I've become a Soviet-style non-person. My profile has been taken off my departmental website and the university.
So they do that before they officially fire you. They kind of just disappear you.
Exactly, right. There are different techniques that come right of unfortunately, they don't have very much imagination. If you do any reading, it's very predictable.
Yeah, they're hoping you throw a fit and go crazy and quit.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't want the fight.
Absolutely. But my audience in my classroom, ironically, has become much larger than the University of California, Davis. The University of California, Davis was part of the Manhattan Project. It's been part of these mind control programs that I've alluded to.
Well, they even helped write the script to cover up the nuke plant that blew up. Remember that?
Absolutely. And they're also a big recipient of a Monsanto/Bayer funding. There are a number of people in the sciences and biology and agriculture.
But it shows how weak they are. So what's happening? I mean, do you think they're going to try to, like, you know, remove your tenure, or what's going to happen? Or are they just trying to mess with you?
They're trying to put me out of the institution, but doing it in a way that's not going to expose them to embarrassment and bad public relations. I've been there for 20 years now. It's going to look very strange when a person who had an exemplary publishing and teaching record all of a sudden disappears. But they're not going to get away with it, because before we leave today, I have at least one suggestion on how we're going to recapture or reabsorb or renew or reunite with these young people who think that they're...
Tell us how you're going to do it. We're almost out of time. We'll have you back soon. I mean, how are we going to do it?
Okay, we're going to do it by, instead of just focusing on communism versus socialism versus fascism, we're going to do like the thinker who was connected to Anthony Sutton, Patrick M. Wood. We're going to instead focus on the technocracy and how all of us are going to be enslaved by this technocratic...
All of us are being losing to robots, and they admit the age of us is over. Come together.
Absolutely. AI and nanotechnology and sophisticated robotics, that is the common enemy. And we have to educate these young people that this is what's really taking place here.
And I'm going to start the movement, Buy Human. In fact, I've been meaning to launch that. I'm going to say it first. Buy Human is the movement. We're not against robots, but they've been programmed to displace us. So until we have to buy human.
Exactly, such as handcrafted musical instruments. That's a good start.
Well, listen, how do folks contact you, Professor, to defend your free speech and talk about, I mean, I'd love to get with one of my writers, excuse me, write an article about your persecution.
Okay, absolutely. You can contact me on my Facebook. It's called Daryl Y. Hamamoto, and I have a YouTube channel called Professor Hamamoto.
We're going to talk soon. I'm out of time. Paul Watson's taking over from London. Let's have you back up next week because I want to defend your free speech and get an update on what's happening. Paul Watson from London, stay with us.